Mr. President, Mr. Holderman's returning.
Hi, thank you.
Right. Ready?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
I was wondering on something that's rather intriguing to me. What in the hell was the discussion on the IRS about with Dean?
I would guess it's on the Larry O'Brien thing.
It wasn't about Vesco, was it, for Christ's sake?
No.
Because that isn't an IRS case, was it? Jesus Christ.
No.
Okay.
We were trying to get O'Brien's, he and his son hauled in there or something, and Schultz was dragging his feet on it.
That's right. But that's a very good line in there. I mean, I hope you say that.
Sure.
That they were not investigating properly, the IRS, and we told them to get off their head. Actually, that conversation, he'll never bring it out, but if you do, I mean, if he does, you can knock his brains out with that, can't
right.
you?
Oh, sure.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have any problem with that.
I had Rose call both Stans and Mitchell, poor Mitchell. Poor guy was coming on the testify, and he, instead of coming on the plane, he drove down so they wouldn't bug him.
He does that quite a bit, apparently.
And, God, he must be going through hell. You know, I don't think he's going to survive it, Bob.
Well, I don't know.
I think he's, you know, he's got this terrible nervous problem anyway.
It's an odd thing that he feels he can bluff it through, apparently. And
no way.
Yes, that's what he's trying to do.
No way. On the other hand, on Stans, I can't believe Stans ever deliberately lied. Do you?
Nope.
But what do you think happened then in this damn grand jury?
I don't know. I haven't read the...
Well, they his charge of perjury, that's all. But both he...
It is?
Yeah, both perjury. Both Stans and Mitchell are charged with perjury. That's what their charge is on this thing.
Right.
Maurice Stans would never lie.
I wouldn't think so.
He'd do other things.
Unless he made a mistake. That's the one problem in a grand jury, is that, that any time you give conflicting testimony, it's automatically perjury.
I see.
And when they work you over the way they do, it's awful difficult to avoid
right.
conflicting testimony.
You see, they indicted Stans and Mitchell and Harry Sears, too.
Yeah, I saw that. He's Sears and Vesco, I guess.
Well, Vesco, of course, because he's a crooked son of a bitch.
I guess that Harry's his agent on it.
Yes, Harry Sears is his lawyer.
Yeah.
God, thank God they didn't get my poor brother Eddie in it. If they'd done that, I'd have resigned the office today, believe me.
Yeah.
But, you know, that would have been so cruel, because they had nothing to do with the goddamn thing, whatever, no more than you had to do or John had to do with these other things.
Well, that's it. If they go berserk and put all, you know, take every fringe possibility that where there's any remote link, why they can cause some trouble. But.
Right. Well, I'm glad at least you checked this thing with the Dean, because, you know, it's typical of the kind of conversation we would have. I mean,
sure.
We covered about 8 subjects.
That's right.
And they were all totally relevant, totally proper.
That's right.
And things we ought to be doing.
That's right. And there's no mention in the note of the other thing. I'm sure he probably mentioned something about it. You know, that they brought the indictments today or something.
Yeah.
And
you
probably said, or I probably said, well, you know, thank God they didn't have to indict any of the White House people.
Oh, yeah, I know. But you know, but that's your note, isn't it, you're talking about now?
There's nothing in there that says...
But that's your note that you're talking about. This is your note of the conversation.
Yeah. And there's no...
Well, you know goddamn well, if there'd been anything like that, you'd have it in your notes.
Anything significant on that, I would...
Of course,
have.
Yeah. Of course.
That's right.
Well, that's... I think Dean is shooting more blanks than we think. I mean, he may not be, but...
I think you're right. I think he is. And then he lobbed out this statement today that...
They're trying to get him?
That they're trying to get me, yeah. That, as the others, and that he hasn't put out any of these stories. Well, now, that's just pure bullshit. You know,
that he hasn't thought there.
He said what?
That
he says he hasn't put out any of these stories, nor have any of his lawyers or anybody representing him.
What do you think he's trying to do with that, Bob?
I don't know. I think he probably figures he's overshot and he's trying to go back and play the
little game of
out now.
Try to
pull himself up.
Basically, let's face it. If something happens to him, there's only one guy that can help him.
Yep.
You understand that?
Yep.
He sure as hell's got to understand it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll check it off.
All right, okay.
And, I told Al about the thing. He checked back, found that Jeffy had not been at the meeting.
That's right.
And that was incorrect. You were right about that.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I've got to get the facts on these things. I want to know who said it and who and what,
yep.
what's that. But any event, before you meet with Buzzard, I will have checked him out further to be goddamn sure it's a
okay.
fair deal. Okay?
Okay.
Bye, Bob. Thank you.
Uh-huh.